Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The energy they play with is really the thing that sticks out. If you watch their last game, which they had an off week this week, but the Georgia Tech game was a different level of energy. And we get that energy from everybody, though. I mean, we're everybody's, you know, everybody's level of enthusiasm when they play us is the highest of their year. And so we're going to get that from everybody, but they are playing with a lot of emotion right now, and they're playing very, very hard, and they strain. And they run through blocks. And, you know, I mean, it was, you know, what they did on defense against Georgia Tech was impressive. It was impressive, the effort they played with.
This was a big yards after catch game.
Yeah.
Is that something that's planned? Is that something like?
No, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the way, because I got asked before the game about, like, throwing vertical. And I think that, you know, a lot of it has to do with how the defense is played. And if you look at how Syracuse played us, it was pretty obvious from the beginning that they were obsessed about stopping our pass game. You know, they were going to give us a weak box at times and play coverage. Well, I mean, you're probably not going to get a lot of just throws down the field when people do that. You're probably going to have to rip them, like, through a lane, and the guy's going to have to catch it and go. You know, kind of like Keelan's catch. And so it all depends on what the defense is trying to take away. And so I think that's why it's very important that we continue, like, running the ball well. Because if you run the ball well, the defenses have to play honest defense. And they have to add that extra half a guy in the box. And then it opens up a lot of things in the pass game.
Shannon, just kind of your take on that. We haven't asked too much. Like, the tight end position, just
yeah.
What you're seeing, numbers-wise, yards after catch, or yards per catch isn't there either. Just how are you guys going to navigate? Do you feel like you can get more out of that group, or is it just kind of this point?
No, I feel like we can get more. I mean, I thought the last couple weeks of practice, I mean, they've had really, really strong weeks of practice, and sometimes it shows up on the game and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they're, you know, open and the ball doesn't go to them, much like some of the receivers, you know. And so there was a pretty low possession game Saturday. So even Keelan, what, he have three catches? What did Malley had one, I think. And so I think Lofton had one, so he had the same amount as Malley. I mean, if that tells you anything. I mean, the scope of receptions in that game, nobody had like eight, you know. And so everybody had a couple. And so I don't view that as like anything different than I view Malley having one. You know, the balls go to who the balls go to, and typically the balls go to who's open. And so the defense does dictate that a little bit with the coverage, but the quarterback has a progression. And he goes 1, 2, 3, and, you know, as I mean, they're in every route. Does that make sense? And so, I mean, the quarterback is going to find you when you get open. And those guys have been doing a great job the last, you know, few weeks. Really, they haven't done a bad job all year. It's just we've missed them a couple times that have been some big ones, which that happens. But ultimately, they just need to keep doing what they're doing, and the ball will find them.
Cutting down on the penalties. What went into that? I guess just being the impact that
yeah.
clear and obvious?
I think it was. I mean, we had one penalty on the day. It was a holding penalty, and we overcame it and scored that drive. But, I mean, typically, if we don't have penalties and turnovers, we win the game. You know, it's, I know that's not earth-shattering. That's not what people want to hear, but it's true. You know, our defense is playing really good. And, you know, it's odd that we're like, I think we're either the number one or number two time of possession offense in the nation. And so it's like what that tells you, and not a lot, because time of possession is kind of a useless stat at times. But what it does tell you is like the games are fairly close and in flow. And so if we don't give them a short field, we can have chances to win the game. And so, and not that you know, I'm not overly harping on certain things, because I do think it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy when you, like, harp on it so much. Kids care. You know, you point it out. Coach Mirabal points it out. There were some subtle things we did and what we do that probably helped out. But ultimately, I think just kids care, you know, and they're going to do what you ask them to do. They don't want to hurt the team or hurt the drive. They're not doing it on purpose. You know what I mean? And so I think that's the thing to keep in mind. It's different if you're doing something on purpose. But if you're not doing it on purpose, then, like, you know, it's sometimes it goes back to just playing a little looser. You know, just relax a little bit, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.